This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you along on this Monday, July the 9th. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock now, and our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, is here to tell us what the State Assembly plans to do this week with the state budget. Assembly is planning to vote on this tomorrow, and we will welcome your questions about the budget, the process, whether you agree or not with what the Assembly plans to do, what it plans to keep in the budget or dump from the budget passed by the State Senate a couple of weeks ago. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. First, Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter, joins us to tell us what kind of budget the Assembly will be passing tomorrow. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
Thanks for joining us. I know you were on vacation the latter part of last week, but you know that Mike Hipsch says that the Assembly's ready to go with a budget tomorrow?
Yeah, he says noon tomorrow is their scheduled start time. You know, if you plan to watch this at home on Wisconsin Eye, you might want to give yourself some leeway there. They don't usually start exactly on time in the Assembly. In fact, if they're just a couple hours or 3 hours late, people that work in the building are usually pretty happy. It seems like things are moving quickly.
Apparently the Assembly caucus or the caucus got together last week and said, we are going to keep this in the budget. We're going to throw this out. And they've come to some sort of at least a broad agreement on what stays and what goes.
Yeah, so we're told. It's sort of like Democrats did before they passed their version of the budget, huddle behind closed doors, come up with something that all their members can agree with, and then go to the floor with it, and that's when the rest of us get to see what's in there.
Yeah.
Republicans have been doing the same thing, and we're going to find out more details today and see the full package tomorrow.
Well, no huge surprise, but Republican Assembly Leader Mike Hipsch said on Friday that the Assembly version of the budget will not include that universal health care plan that the Democrats in the state Senate included. Why doesn't the Assembly like that universal health care plan?
A couple of reasons. I mean, the big thing that you're going to hear from them over and over again is that this is a big tax increase. And it is. You know, it is changing the way you pay for health care. And Democrats would argue it ends up being a better deal for most. But it would be a pretty huge tax increase if you look at it just in those terms. And you know, it also goes against just the philosophy of a lot of Republicans in that chamber. I think the speakers called it kind of a socialist government program, which is not the answer to improving health care costs. The government's not known for lowering costs. So he opposes it in principle, but they think, you know, politically they're probably in a good place opposing it because of the tax increase.
Yeah, and on the other hand, the Democrats in the state Senate included this because?
Well, they're perfectly happy touting this proposal, and they probably will be, you know, promoting it to the public over the next month or so and you know, right on up to next year's elections. They think that by shifting the cost of health care instead of paying premiums, paying a payroll tax, you can basically lower costs for most people. That if you have this large pool of people throughout the state paying for health care, you get a better deal. And so they proposed this payroll tax to have a health care plan that's similar to state employees and state legislators.
Yeah. So now what happens? The Assembly is going to pass a version of the budget without it. The Senate version has it. Is this going to be some sort of what kind of compromise could be reached?
On that health care plan, I don't know that there's an area where Assembly Republicans could say, well, we'll take part of a universal health care plan. I'm not sure that that's an area for compromise. And if Senate Democrats really dig in their heels on this and say, we've got to have this, you know, the speaker has said, well, that makes it more likely that we won't pass any budget at all. So I'm not sure that there's room for compromise on something that's called universal anyway. So we'll see what happens in the conference committee. There's some things that Assembly Republicans are going to be calling for that Democrats are going to say this frankly, unrealistic too.
Like what?
Well, just the no new taxes in any area. You know, those taxes are paying for government programs that Democrats argue a lot of people like.
And yeah.
If you don't have them in there, the schools are going to get less. UW is going to get less. So I don't want to go so far as to call these budgets fake, you know, the ones that the Assembly Republicans and Senate Democrats are passing. But they are passing these budgets knowing full well that they're not the final product. And they're going to have to sit down at a conference table and come up with something that more people agree on.
Yeah. And just quickly, though, the Assembly says no to is going to scrap the hospital tax. Very briefly, that was?
The hospital's tax is different than the one that Senate Democrats are talking about for universal health care. The hospital tax would be, you know, assessed on hospitals' profits. And it's basically designed to get more federal Medicaid money to pay for health care for the poor. Yeah. So those hospitals that treat the most poor patients would end up getting more federal Medicaid money, and they'd be winners under this plan, whereas hospitals that have fewer of those patients would be paying more in taxes.
And briefly, because we're approaching weather break time, the oil tax will be scrapped by the Assembly, saying no to the oil tax. What was that?
The oil tax is something the governor proposed on all oil being sold in Wisconsin, and it would basically assess these oil companies' profits. It would bring in more than $250 million after the way that Senate Democrats rewrote it. Taking that out, it's a pretty big chunk of money, but I think Republicans feel like they can find it elsewhere through getting rid of some of the transfers that the governor has in the transportation fund. And when I say transfers, I mean using money for transportation that's set aside for transportation for other budget bills, basically.
And the Assembly says also no to hiking the cigarette tax.
Right. The mm-hmm. cigarette tax. And that's one that's maybe the most politically popular of the taxes. You know, when this came up in Joint Finance Committee, the committee that was trying to come up with some sort of compromise a couple months ago, some of the Republican lawmakers argued there that you're hitting people who can afford it the least.
Yeah. We're going to check weather and then we'll continue talking with Sean Johnson. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7:30, we will be welcoming in a state representative who last week announced his intention to push for legislation to put a referendum question on the state ballot for our consideration when we vote for president on February 19th during the presidential primary. And here's the question that he wants you to answer at the polls. Should the U.S. withdraw its troops from Iraq? There we go. We will welcome your answer to that question and your view on whether this referendum question is a worthwhile exercise or not. That's coming up after 7:30 as our State Capitol Report continues. Right now, we're talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter. We are talking at this point about the version of the state budget that the state assembly is likely to pass tomorrow. The assembly is scheduled to take up its version of the budget tomorrow. It doesn't look very much like the one that the democratically controlled state senate passed a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about how it is different and where state lawmakers will go from here with Sean. And we're welcoming your questions about this at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you think about the state assembly knocking this universal health care plan out of its version of the budget? Is that something that you wanted to see or not? How about scrapping this hospital tax or the oil tax or the cigarette tax? What do you think of this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Sean, the assembly also plans on targeting some groups with some tax cuts, putting limits on property taxes, and they're scrapping all of these other taxes that were proposed by Governor Doyle. How are we going to balance the books if there's going to be tax cuts and no subsequent tax increases?
Well, I think what you'll hear from them is that even if we had no tax increases at all, state government still brought in more taxes just because the economy grew.
Mm.
So you had more than $1 billion in new revenue to work with this in this next 2 years for the budget. And they say that, you know, that you should be able to live within those means, that you have that extra money to work with, and that should be enough, is kind of been the argument that you've heard from Republicans so far.
Yeah. Do you know what kinds of spending cuts are possible with the Assembly's version of the budget?
And that's another thing where they're, you got to use that word cuts just and just know the context. They may very well increase spending in a lot of these areas compared to last year. For example, schools will probably get more money in the budget that passes the Assembly Republicans caucus. But it won't be nearly as much as the governor, potentially. I mean, I'm kind of guessing here, but you run into these situations where they give a little bump in funds, but it doesn't match what Democrats did. But schools is one big area of the budget that if you want to have cuts compared to the governor, mm-hmm. That's an area you have to look. The UW is a big area of the budget where if you want to have cuts in the budget, that's an area you got to look. Republicans are less likely to look at cutting something like corrections, which is another big chunk of the budget, because that just wouldn't fly well with their constituents or maybe most Wisconsinites. So
yeah. I read in the Wisconsin State Journal yesterday that State Representative Steve Nass of Whitewater, who has been a critic of the UW system for various reasons, says that the UW system would face cuts, but we don't know exactly what that means.
Not yet, no. And he has been a critic. He also has been pushing for caps on tuition increases, too. So he feels like that ends up helping out the people at the UW who really need it, or is that, at least that's kind of his sales pitch, is that these students are the ones getting hit with tuition increases.
Yeah.
I think you'd hear the UW argue that you need state support if you don't want to have tuition increases. So
yeah, didn't the UW Board of Regents delay a decision last week on tuition and how it might be affected in the coming academic year?
Right. They kind of need to put it off until they've got mm-hmm. a better picture of what the state budget's going to look like. And you'll start to see that more and more as the months roll on here. As you get into fall, there are several areas of government that are touched or affected by what happens between lawmakers here over the next month or two or three and the budget that they draw up. Schools need to set their own budgets. They need to know what the state's going to give them. The UW, there are all sorts of areas that rely on state funding that are going to be watching this pretty closely.
Yeah. So how long, what happens after the Assembly passes this budget that looks nothing like the Senate's version of the budget? Then what happens?
I don't know how long it's going to take, mm-hmm. but you would assume they're going to sit down at a conference table at some point here in the near future, and you'll have leaders from both parties try to hash out their differences. And just you look at past history when Wisconsin has had split control of the legislature, Democrats in one chamber, Republicans in the other. It takes a while to get these things done in Wisconsin. There's a little political theater to it, back and forth. And because Wisconsin doesn't need to pass a budget right away in order for things to keep going, like right now we're in a new fiscal year, but last year's budget just carries on.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them some time to kind of procrastinate and hold out for the things they want. And what happens usually is that somebody says, okay, let's get to the table and make a deal.
Well, let's talk about a couple of other things that were in the headlines last week anyway, and I guess have some implication for the weeks to come. I saw that there are some state lawmakers, two Madison area lawmakers, are upset over their names being used in some sort of promotion from the group that was supporting the video competition bill, this cable competition bill. And there are two lawmakers who were listed as supporting this particular legislation when they did not support it. And there are other well-known people, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, our Week in Review friend and Madison attorney Ed Garvey, also listed on these promotional materials as being in support of this legislation when they are not. What's going to happen with this?
Well, I don't know. Just just from what I've read, I don't know whether the group that's sending these out, the group that's kind of been lobbying along with AT&T, been lobbying the public on this. I don't know if that they can get in trouble for something like this. But
what did they say happened here?
This came up on the assembly floor when they debated this, and this group was handing out all these binders full of constituents' names who support this bill to deregulate the cable industry in Wisconsin and have it controlled by the state instead of all sorts of little municipalities having their own deals with cable companies. So this group that's pushing for the changes sent out these binders full of supporters, supposedly. And I remember Sandy Pope Roberts stood up on the assembly floor when this happened and said, hey, I'm in here and I don't support the bill. How did this happen? So for them, it's a way to kind of call into question this groundswell of support that AT&T claims mm-hmm. to have for this bill.
Yeah. And I noted that Ed Garvey said an intern may have called for information. And then somehow Ed Garvey's name was put down on the list as requesting information. But that doesn't mean that he supported the bill, you know, so that's how he suspects his name might have ended up on this list.
Right. And at the time, Representative Pope Roberts wasn't sure how her name got on there, if someone else had called it in or what.
Hey, here's a very important bill that the governor signed last week. What is this, Truth in Music bill?
Yeah, it might not affect most of us, mm-hmm. but it's a bill that sets up penalties for sham music groups. Basically, if you perform as a group and say you're, for example, the Drifters or the Platters, someone like that.
Oh, yeah, like a famous, well-known group, but maybe an oldies group.
Right,
yeah.
Usually an oldies group is mm-hmm. what happens. If you say you're them and you don't have any original members, it lets the state potentially fine them $15,000.
A big problem where somebody's saying we're the Platters, but the Platters aren't really, there's no original members of the group that's happening?
With three groups, mm-hmm. the Platters, the Drifters, and I can't think of the other one right now, but it's a few African-American groups actually who were big in the 60s or the 50s. And
how about Shauna Na?
Shauna Na is the group that's lobbying for it, actually, and they did a lot of these covers, but they let people know that they were doing covers for these groups. And the major lobbyist for this bill was John Bowser Bauman, and he basically said that if consumers pay money thinking they're going to see the real deal, they shouldn't get ripped off.
They should get what they pay for and not see a bunch of imposters who are somehow glomming onto this name without having any real rights.
All right, Bowser. So anyway, that's now the law in Wisconsin.
That's the law in Wisconsin, right.
You can't say you're someone you're not.
And, right. Mm-hmm. If you see one of these groups, you can talk to your district attorney or the attorney general.
Hey, just only 30 seconds, Sean. You want to lead us into our next segment of the program? Do you think Dave Travis's resolution to put this referendum question on the ballot stands much of a chance in the assembly?
I don't know that it's going to come up for a vote. The speaker has expressed reservations about just passing resolutions, which actually do nothing. Where he's talking about national politics, he just says, Nancy Pelosi and George Bush don't care what we have to say.
All right.
So we stay out of it.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:33 on this Monday, July the 9th. Good to have you listening to our State Capitol Report. Every Monday during this hour, we review and preview what the state legislature is up to and what our government officials are doing and what's being debated under the State Capitol Dome. During this segment of the State Capitol Report, we welcome in State Representative David Travis, a Democrat from Wanakee, who is introducing a bill to hold an advisory referendum on withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. Do you want a question like this to appear on the ballot during the February 19th presidential primary in Wisconsin? How would you vote on this if it were on the ballot? And do you think it does any good to have A question like this, voted upon by Wisconsin residents? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Talk at WPR.org. Your chance to weigh in on this one. State Representative David Travis is here to tell us why he's behind this effort and to answer your questions and to respond to your views. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Why are you doing this?
Because I think that the people of Wisconsin deserve the opportunity to express their opinion on the most significant issue that this country has faced in many a year. We can put it on with the presidential primary next February. And it's a very simple question. It just says, should the United States withdraw its troops from Iraq? And I think it will give voice to the entire state and can help frame the national debate on the issue. Yeah. And hopefully it will even bring a little more attention to the Wisconsin presidential primary, which the presidential candidates have totally ignored because of the bigger primaries that are coming earlier. And let them come here and discuss the issue and their views on it and their nuances.
Yeah, don't we know already, Representative Travis, that most of us would vote yes, let's withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq? We know that already from public opinion polls.
Well, clearly, the public opinion polls have been showing that people are very much opposed to the war. That's very clear. But I think there's a difference between having a referendum and having a poll.
Yeah. What is the difference?
I think it's more significant. A referendum requires people to go out and vote, and it's not just somebody getting a telephone call as it is with a poll. So I think that it's significant. I think it will bring people to the polls, and I think it will let us have a good, healthy public debate on the issue. And yeah. I think it will give us an opportunity to have a good, solid debate.
Yeah. Now, you may have heard our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, mention that, at least in the past, your assembly speaker has said that this type of issue, a national issue, doesn't need to be a statewide referendum question. That's something that Nancy Pelosi and our representatives in Washington should be dealing with, not the state of Wisconsin. What's your response to that?
Well, let's see how it plays out. The state of Wisconsin has had many, many advisory referendums over the years, and let's see how this one plays out.
Yeah. Why do you think, though, it's so important to put this question on the ballot for the state? Will it really make any difference in the national debate if you know, whatever, 70% of Wisconsin residents vote that they want U.S. troops withdrawn?
I think if you have an actual vote, we're not talking about polls here, I think if you have an actual vote that the nation will see, it certainly will be paid attention to by national political leaders.
Yeah. And do you think this will draw more attention of the presidential candidates to the state of Wisconsin?
I think it will. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen when we have this super-duper primary next February with 20-some states, including the biggest states in the nation, having their election on the same day. But one theory that's been floating around in Wisconsin is that after that primary, the vote could be so. Maybe it's all over. Maybe there's a nominee in both parties by that time. But then again, maybe the vote is going to be so fragmented that then Wisconsin would come into clear focus. And I'm sure if, for instance, you had John McCain here, he'd be arguing one side of the issue, and John Edwards would be arguing the other side of the issue.
We are talking with Democratic State Representative Dave Travis of Wanakee, who wants you to have a say in whether the U.S. should withdraw its troops from Iraq. He began circulating an assembly joint resolution last week that, if passed by the legislature, would place an advisory referendum on the war on the February 19th 2008 presidential primary ballot. The question would read, should the United States withdraw its troops from Iraq? What is your answer to that question? And do you support this effort to put the question on the ballot in Wisconsin? Does this make a difference? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm shocked that we have an open line. Mary in Superior is with us. Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Hi. I fully support it. Fully support it. I want my say. And I think my representative should hear what I say. I do write letters. I have called Feingold's and Obie's office about certain feelings and things that I feel strongly in. And I think the more our state and federal governments know about how we feel about things, the more the better.
Yeah. A reaction, Representative Travis?
Well, all I can say is the caller was from Superior. And among state legislators, there's been no more outspoken vocal opponent of the war than Representative Frank Boyle from Superior. He's been very outspoken from the start about the war.
Yeah. We're going to check our weather forecast and then I hope take more calls for State Representative David Travis, Democratic State Representative from Wanakee, who is introducing this bill to hold an advisory referendum on withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. We welcome your vote unofficially on this question at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 7:45 right now, after 8 o'clock, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, will be joining us to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. Phil joins us once a month to share news that matters to you from Wisconsin Public Radio and to hear your questions and your feedback about what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we're talking with David Travis, Democratic State Representative from Wanakee, who is introducing a bill to hold an advisory referendum on withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. If this is passed by the legislature, it would put this advisory question, referendum question, on the presidential primary ballot, February 19th, 2008. And we welcome your questions for him. Your thoughts about this type of referendum on a state ballot, whether you think it would do any good or not. If you want to be able to vote on this question, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our lines are full for the moment, and our next caller is Bob in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just have a comment for the representative. It seems like politicians can always find ways of wasting their time. It would seem to me that a referendum would be more useful on whether or not we want to lower taxes and cut spending than something that's already been being determined by our federal representatives.
Representative Travis?
Well, that's that gentleman's opinion. If he doesn't want to vote on, if we get this on the ballot, if he doesn't want to vote on it, he doesn't have to vote on it.
Yeah, is this a big waste of money to have a referendum question like this?
It doesn't cost any money. The ballot, the election is being held next February. Putting a question on the ballot isn't going to cost you any more money.
Yeah.
The election's already taking place.
Yeah. Is your effort in trying to get this put on the ballot, though, a waste of time because you should be, working on the state budget and not something like this?
Well, actually, we will be working on the state budget today and tomorrow and hopefully get something done here. But, there's a lot of issues that we deal with in the state legislature. It's not just one issue. We deal with thousands of pieces of legislation every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob, for the call. Eli in River Falls is with us now. Hi, Eli, you're on the air.
Hi. My opinion is that, first off, I think it's great that Wisconsin has the opportunity to voice their opinion. However, having a simple yes or no question, I don't think really voices how we feel.
Well, how are you going to do it on a referendum question on the ballot if it's not yes or no?
That I'm confused on. That's why I don't think it's going to quite show how Wisconsin feels. I think there's a lot of people that feel that we need to start a withdrawal process, but cannot withdraw all our troops, just how we still have troops in Korea and Germany still.
Ah, I see. It may be, it's too broad a question, Representative Travis. It's kind of hard to, some people say, yes, we should begin withdrawing, but maybe, you know, when exactly? Would it be 6 months from now or a year from now? Or, you know, I mean, it's not specific enough.
That question has certainly been raised. I wanted to keep it very simple, and I left it as, should the United States withdraw its troops from Iraq? That's a simple statement, but if we go through a legislative process and if other people feel the wording should be changed, perhaps to make it more specific, to put deadlines in or something, fine. But I don't really think that putting deadlines in is all that productive. I think the sentiment, yes or no, should we or shouldn't we pull out, is good enough. You can make it more specific if you want, and I'm sure there are people that might want to do that, but yeah. That's a legislative process.
I'm wondering, Representative Travis, if by February of next year this might already be decided.
Well, I would hope it would be decided before then, but I don't see any hope of that. I see in the paper this morning that there's a larger pushes in the United States Senate and Congress to try to start withdrawing troops by next year, but I'm not going to hold my breath. This war has already gone on far longer than World War II, and I don't see any prospect of it winding down soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Eli, for the call. Jack in Oak Creek is with us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I certainly wholeheartedly support Representative Travis' advisory referendum for the reasons he and others have already stated. Plus, I think with this advisory referendum, as the months go on and the election gets closer, it's going to become, and since the Iraq War is such a big issue, with these tens of thousands of people getting killed and wounded in Iraq and Americans, Iraqis and Americans, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for the spin liars to confuse the issue and say, well, we really don't know how Wisconsin voters feel about the war. And I think this is a referendum will at least give us a little more true indication of where Wisconsin voters stand as opposed to some spin liars confusing the issue. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You want to react, Representative Travis?
Well, I think that, you know, for all, the indication I'm getting from your callers is people want to go out and voice their views on this. And I think that in itself is a darn good reason to put this on the ballot.
Well, let's find out if you want to voice your views on this subject, the proposed advisory referendum question that State Representative Dave Travis wants put on our ballot for the presidential primary on February 19th is a simple one at this point. He wants to ask you, should the United States withdraw its troops from Iraq? Do you want that on the ballot? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Do you think it's important for Wisconsin voters to weigh in on that question? Do you want to personally cast your vote on that question? Do you think it will do much good in the grander scope of things? Might this make a difference in the Iraq War policy or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest on this issue. Jerry in Hixton is with us. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
Hello, Joy. Yeah, I'm calling in to say that I would be opposed of it. I also believe it's a waste of our representatives' time to even be dealing with this when there's more important issues such as trying to get a budget that does not raise our taxes. I'm also in support of our troops and what they're doing in Iraq, and I think President Bush has shown great leadership and understanding what has to be done there. And regardless of what polls might be saying, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, so you don't think that U.S. troops should be withdrawn until what?
Until the mission over there is accomplished. And I think even when you talk to people and you pose the question different ways, whether they want withdrawal or do they want a withdrawal after things are more stabilized, there's definitely a difference in how people respond to that.
Yeah. Isn't that true, Representative Travis, that we want our troops home, but we don't want necessarily that whole region to blow up?
Well, first of all, I agree with the caller totally that everyone supports our troops. Mm-hmm. And those brave young men and women deserve all the support that we can give them. And unfortunately, we have shortchanged them on all sorts of ways, whether it be with their equipment, their body armor, but those are other issues. So I do not want this to be misinterpreted that somehow mm-hmm. that we don't support the troops, because anybody of any political stripe supports our troops in this war. The gentleman is correct. I mean, how you phrase the question can affect the outcome. And he was talking about I really don't want to debate the war, because mm-hmm. everybody has their own opinion on this, but I will offer this observation. When he said until the mission is completed, I don't know what the mission is. The mission seems to keep changing, and I don't personally believe that we can stay in the middle of a civil war and solve somebody else's problems for them. I think it's tragic what's going on over there, but I don't think that we can solve their civil war.
Yeah, and we're not going to debate necessarily the war, but one of your reasons for putting this on the ballot is that you want Wisconsin residents to have their say, but I suspect that it is your hope that this would hasten an end to U.S. involvement in Iraq.
It would be my hope that that's what happened, but the gentleman that called, who obviously has an opinion entirely different from me, he should have that opportunity to express his side of the argument, too.
Next, we go to Lee in Madison. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think Representative Travis's idea is a good one. I think that impeaching the president would be a better idea to put that on the ballot, because I think that's an idea whose time has come. And that's what the nub of this problem is anyway. The president told one story after another to get this thing going. He got it. It didn't work. And we have a mess.
Yeah.
And I think some people should be held accountable.
Well, thanks for that thought. You didn't consider putting that question on the ballot, Representative Travis?
No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, I don't. First of all, impeachment isn't realistic. And anyway, George Bush is going to be out of here in another year and a half anyhow. And frankly, I think the greatest disservice that I ever saw to the country was the impeachment of President Clinton, because I want the president to be doing president stuff and not worried about fighting off impeachment hearings. So I disagree with a lot of people who I might agree with on the war, on the impeachment, because I'd rather see them the efforts be put to bringing this war to an end rather than on impeachment hearings that aren't going to go anywhere anyway.
We have a caller who says his name is the Dutchman from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm the Dutchman, and I'm rolling my wheelchair to New York City to raise money for the wounded vets. And I don't know if you saw me in the Eau Claire paper. I was on the cover, and I was also on Channel 13. They put me on the news.
I missed that because I'm in the Madison TV market. But in any case, what do you think about having a referendum question on the ballot that says, should the U.S. withdraw its troops from Iraq?
Well, I'm in Warrens, Wisconsin right now, and if I could vote to get the troops out of there, I would vote for it.
Yeah. thank you to the Dutchman. Good luck on your ride in raising money for wounded vets. Ray in Oshkosh, hi, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First off, I'd just like to straighten some things out. This representative.
Yeah, we're not gonna necessarily debate the origins of the war. Can you talk a little bit about this referendum question in our remaining minute or proposed question?
We shouldn't be doing it because there's a lot of falsehoods in what the gentleman was saying. We should keep our troops there until we defeated the terrorists, which is the outcome that we expect. This referendum is just foolishness.
Well, you would be able to vote no to the question, Ray.
You got it.
So, Representative Travis, you want to react to that?
That's why I want to put it on. Let people debate the issue. Let that gentleman debate and bring up his views.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be busy tomorrow debating the state budget, aren't you?
Yes. State budget's on the floor tomorrow, and we're caucusing on the budget this afternoon. And to tell you the truth, we don't know what the budget is yet because they haven't unveiled it. So. Yeah. I guess we're going to learn about it this afternoon.
And we will learn about it, too. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
David Travis, Democratic State Representative from Wanakee, who is introducing a bill to hold an advisory referendum in Wisconsin on withdrawing American troops from Iraq. Thanks to Leo Duran and Christina Taylor for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.